This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the yes and the no of the day, the good and the bad. No ugly here, though. This is the DJV program. We're all beautiful people. Jennifer Horn is. Victoria Keelan is. I'll consider myself to be a beautiful person. Might as well feel good about yourself, right? Look in the mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Jay Kirkman is today. Yeah. Is that what your mirror says?
My mirror. I actually have a lot of mirrors. And I don't use them as probably your bathroom is the same. The big master bathroom has a big, I have on the wall a big mirror so you can see what you're doing and make sure when you're checking your teeth out that there's nothing stuck in there, that sort of thing. But there are mirrors not only in the bathroom, I have them in the hall. And, you know, you want to, going out the front door, take a last look in the mirror to make sure you look okay when you go out the door. Don't you do that? Come on, ladies, you do that.
Sure.
Right? Huh?
I do not have a mirror in my living room, no.
You don't?
Well, no, I don't have a mirror in our living room, no.
We have I have a little decorative one. Oh, yeah. I don't have that either. I have a full-length mirror behind my bedroom door, and that's where I do the full check before I go, but
really?
I don't do it right before I leave.
There you go.
I know a lot of people have one of those pieces of furniture. Well, I don't even know what they're called, but they have like a mirror and like a place for you.
Amoir.
No, it's like an armoire,
not an amoir.
Yeah, it's not either of those. It's like a place where you can either sit or you can put your boots on.
The fact that I even know where to go, Victoria, should be a win for you.
You mean like in the foyer, Jen? Like where you would have like a storage bench and your shoes go underneath it and it has like hooks and a mirror in the bed. Yeah, that's very popular right now. Yep. For entranceway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What's not popular is the companies and the employees trying to get along because of the vaccination protocols. I understand that In-N-Out. I actually went, Brendan and I were talking about going to an In-N-Out burger. I was trying to figure out whether they have a veggie burger. They must have a veggie burger in In-N-Out, don't they?
You could just, I mean, you get the, no. You get like maybe a tomato on top of
lettuce. That's awful.
Yeah. You can get lettuce wrapped, but it's not really a veggie. You can get a grilled cheese.
Which is
just the bun with cheese and then
that's not a real grilled cheese and they take a hamburger bun and try to fill you.
Really? I'm telling you, though, it's delicious. The grilled cheese in and out is really good. It's filthy.
I'd love to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do they have gluten-free bread? Because that's the only way I'd be able to...
No, In-N-Out is a true... If you can't do the burger, the fries, it's not greasy. It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, it can be greasy and delicious.
It's all fresh. They don't freeze anything.
Tastes really good. Okay, well, that's not why we're bringing up In-N-Out Burger. Apparently,
they're freedom fighters. That's why we talk about them.
Okay, so another one is shut down because the company shutting them down because the employees say no to the mandate,
the county,
or are the authorities
setting
them down? Who's shutting them down?
So California is great. San Francisco, Northern California, already has a vaccine mandate in place that you cannot use places unless you have a vaccine. And they're requiring that restaurants, stores, businesses all have someone who checks that vaccine before you can enter an indoor business.
Even at the drive-thru?
Not at the drive-thru, but if you want to go into McDonald's or Burger King, whatever, you have to show proof if you want to go indoors.
I was going to say, at the drive-thru, if that's a thing,
It's still very restrictive and stupid. And the LA is starting theirs on November 4th. I went for a happy hour last night with a client. And on the door, it says, we're going to be checking vaccine cards on November 4th. So it's really annoying. I'm appalled. But that doesn't matter. So
November 3rd and November 5th. But my birthday, by the way. And you don't have to have a card. On November 4th, you got to have a card. Okay.
Correct, which makes a lot of sense. But anyway, so these In-N-Outs said that they're not going to discriminate. They feel that it's discriminatory against their customers, and they're not going to turn away people for service, so they refuse the mandate. So then the county comes in San Francisco and says, you can't do that. So the first fine, second fine, I mean, they're racking up hundreds of thousands of dollars now in fines because they don't want to discriminate against their customers. So finally they get shut down. and the county comes in and just shuts them down. They did it at two establishments now. So now In-N-Out has said, you know what, forget it. We're not discriminating, but we have to stay in business. So outdoor dining only and drive-thru service, because they're not going to discriminate against people coming indoors. But I think what is so frustrating about all
counterproductive,
this...
Counterproductive, hello.
Well, is that businesses in California have been strapped already for the entire pandemic. And it's already completely difficult to run a business in California with all of the rules, restrictions,
taxes. Not just California,
taxes.
Everywhere.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, but it's worse in California,
even,
though.
To make it even worse and harder for businesses to function, or to put someone who's a minimum wage worker in charge of people's health records, is not great. You're going to have so many people who are fired up about this issue, who are going to get into fights, who are going to be belligerent. I mean, it's going to be, I can't even imagine how stupid this is going to be for no good reason. If you're afraid that eating in the dining room at In-N-Out is going to give you COVID, don't go to the dining room at In-N-Out.
To the
you have options.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't we just let people decide? And if a business, God love them, wants to check vaccine status, that's great. That's on them. If a business doesn't want to, they shouldn't be charged $700,000 and shut down. It's ridiculous. I don't know
too much government.
Let people do this themselves.
So what are they doing on the other side of the country? In New York, where blah Blasio, by the way, who's now Victoria leading in the race to, isn't the election next week in New York too? Who's going to
yes.
be the next mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the next mayor?
Eric Adams will be the winner.
Really?
Yeah.
See the former policeman?
Yeah, he's from Brooklyn. He's, I don't know. We'll see. The jury's still out, I think, for a lot of people on him. Because a lot of New Yorkers, progressive New Yorkers, don't like his, you know, pro
cop.
Former
cop, what did that tell you?
Yeah, they don't like. But it's he has an odd following. It's weird, but anyway, yeah. So I don't know what he's going to do, but as of right now, to eat indoors, like Jen was saying, to eat indoors anywhere in Manhattan, it's I don't know that it extends beyond the five boroughs, but in Manhattan you have to show a
vaccine
card.
But didn't they make the police and the fire and people that are city employees get a shot? And hasn't that caused a whole...
On the state level, on the state level, they have a vaccine mandate. There's a deadline that I think is in November at some point.
Also New York City, too. I think de Blasio says that he doesn't have... the headline yesterday is that he has no real plan because they're expecting about 20% of first responders to walk off the job and just say we're not doing it.
Right.
And so he was asked, what is he going to do
for
the shortages? And he says, well, I don't know.
I'm not thinking that far ahead.
Where's Eric Adams? Get me Curtis Sliwa on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Curtis will be coming in second in New York. I bet he'll make a good showing, though, because he's enough of a character.
New Yorkers know he's a quack. He's not popular in New
York. He is a little bit of a quack. He is popular on the radio. But he's popular on the radio.
Outside of New York City, yeah. he's running in New York City, and that's not helping him. He should run. Honestly, he should run in upstate New York, and he would probably win somewhere.
Governor. Iran's new chief nuclear negotiator said following a meeting in Brussels that Iran would resume negotiations in Vienna before the end of November. Negotiations to do what? What
set
are they negotiating?
Nuclear levels, the nuclear testing levels and things like that.
But they can't be trusted, so what good is this? They're not to be trusted.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a lot of visitors.
And clearly they already have nukes, which is why we're even talking about this. It was supposed to prevent them from going in that direction, but they have not complied.
All right, how's Attorney General Garland getting along with the troops Jennifer?
Woo-hoo. It was a hearing yesterday where he got asked many times to resign because of his conflict of interest and because he politicized the Department of Justice. So one of the things that there are two big ones that have popped up. First, for all the people who called Bill Barr, the former Attorney General, Trump's wingman, they were very silent when Biden said that the Department of Justice should prosecute those who are defying the subpoena. So with the January 6th Commission, there's an argument about whether or not those subpoenas can be served on the president and his inner staff and whether or not they even have that power to do it. And so a lot of people feel that that is something that, I mean, Trump would have been excoriated for saying something like that. Biden gets the pass because the media bias, but whatever. And so Merrick Garland is under the direction now to prosecute those people. So there was a lot of going back and forth about what he was going to do with that. But the biggest conflict of interest is that several weeks ago now, he released a memo from the Department of Justice saying that parents who show up at school board meetings and start to take issue or stand on the opposite side of school board people will start to be looked at as domestic terrorists. They'll bring the FBI in.
Well, because they're
start investigating parents.
Yeah,
well,
but there's some people are standing there and doing nothing, but other people are actually threatening the lives of teachers and educators.
Here's part of the problem. To try to make that statement, they used a piece of viral video from a father who was standing in a school board meeting just begging and screaming to be heard. This guy was arrested. Well, it turns out his daughter was raped. And when I say raped in the most brutal way, she was sodomized.
In school
by a guy in a dress pretending to be a girl using the transgender sympathy, I guess, to go into the
high school
bathroom.
Student, another student?
Yes. And his daughter was raped, and he was screaming for the school board to talk about it. He was arrested, and the video went viral, and people on the left were saying, this is the domestic terrorist, the extremist. Well, no, his daughter was sodomized in a bathroom, and the school system, get this, in Loudoun County, just moved the kid to a different school where he raped another person and groped another person. This is Virginia, Loudoun County, Virginia.
Oh,
and it is, I mean, you read the account of what happened to his daughter, he was graceful. And yet they use that to call him a terrorist. And so now you've got Merrick Garland going after parents who are upset about not only what's going on in Loudoun County, but critical race theory, just on the very basic level. And it turns out his son-in-law has made $27 million from developing critical race theory curriculum that is the most widely used curriculum in the country. So his daughter is now the beneficiary of that. And if people don't comply, then they're going to be called domestic terrorists by his office. So this is part of the problem. And he probably should resign for that.
Before I have to go, let's talk a little bit about the move to ban live guns and ammo on television and film sets because of the Alec Baldwin thing on the Rust. That movie, by the way, is never going to get produced. And you wonder
who's going to be held criminally responsible. There was a press conference yesterday where they said they're still considering criminal charges. So does that go off the producers, which is Alec Baldwin? Does that, what happens? Is it criminal negligence on behalf of the person who was in charge of the props? The crew walked off of this movie. It was non-union safety.
So will this get anywhere, though? The city councilman calling for a ban?
Why should you have
a live gun on a shirt? Anyway,
why were they taking target practice with the gun?
Well, I don't understand. I think it kind of all falls to the girl, Hannah Gutierrez, who's 24 years old. This is only her second job. She apparently was threatened to be fired off of her first job, which was a Nicolas Cage movie. I mean, this is not someone who was qualified to be in charge of all the rounds of ammunition and the weapons themselves. And so, yeah, I think she's going to be in a lot of hot water, as well as the producers and the insurance policy apparently was nothing. It's like a $1 million insurance policy. It's not going to cover anything.
It's an indie film. It's 19 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Three past the hour here on the DJV Wednesday. No, today's Thursday. Yeah, today's Thursday. Mm-hmm. Almost lost a day. How could I lose this day? It's National First Responders Day. We'll talk about that. It's one of the trending things floating around. We're always on it. And as a matter of fact, trending is a story from Kentucky about a so-called man pageant. Wait till you find out what they did, and we'll find that out right after this.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LANE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LANE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LANE.
Okay, so Victoria, this Kentucky school district has confirmed that they're investigating some social media posts of a homecoming event showing young men in very skimpy clothing giving lap dances to the school staff, including the principal. Hello?
What?
Anybody home at that school?
What's happening in Kentucky?
Good Lord. All these, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This is, listen to this. It's in Hazard, Kentucky, yeah, at Hazard High School. Teenage boys giving lap dances to the staff. So you can imagine how excited the parents were about that. And that's all over social media, so that's why this is trending, supposedly the incident.
The principal's also the town's mayor, which I think is really interesting. Yeah. So this is going like, I mean, this is real. And then I guess the girls were dressed up as Hooters waitresses. And so I'm not sure what kind of homecoming event this is. I've never heard of anything like it, but yeah.
Maybe what Maybe what tells you all you need to know about Kentucky and this sort of thing is that the state abbreviation is KY. And you can take it from there depending on how much you know about how else that's used. Okay, well, listen. All right. Next up, here's a wonderful story. Okay, this is good stuff. You ready for good stuff?
Yes.
Heartwarming moment. Couple who have been married for 66 years reunited after they were separated for over 3 months because of COVID. George and Joyce Bell, in their 80s, admitted to the hospital because of their health individually. They were well enough to be discharged. They were moved into rooms at a hometown care facility. And so, I guess, you look at this stuff, see video, you have tears in your eyes for sure. Because last week, Joyce, who had recovered from a broken hip, was brought downstairs to be reunited with her husband. So you can imagine what that's all about. George is 89, she's 87. They grew up together. They lived next door. And, then they got married. It's really kind of...
Very sweet.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah, it really is. So, let's see. I hope that they can live at that rate. What was the matter with him? I didn't get that. She had a broken hip. I didn't see what was his problem.
I don't know. It just said he was in bad health, so I don't know.
But you know why he was? He was an his profession as an electrician was to wind armatures. The part of the electric motor that produces the electricity that makes everything work, but very dusty in there. That stuff, when you clean them out or redo them, very dusty. I bet that's why he was in poor health. Anyway, nice story. Trending things at 28 after the hour. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
Good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Before heading across the pond to meet with world leaders, President Biden on Thursday will meet with House Democrats to outline the specifics of his partisan social spending bill and push for its passage along with a bipartisan infrastructure deal after months of negotiations. 21 Republican state attorneys general sent a letter to President Biden on Wednesday saying they think his COVID-19 vaccination mandate stands on shaky legal ground, is confusing to contractors, and could amplify supply chain problems. A Kansas City, Kansas mother and her two daughters have nothing left after their home was allegedly cleared out due to an error from their property management company. Myron Guthrie and family had spent 2 years in the apartment. Workers were one digit off on their clean-out assignment. Managers at the Gateway Plaza townhomes have not said what they will do next. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn reported on Newsmax she's putting forward legislation to help our COVID heroes from losing their jobs because of the vaccine mandate.
There are Democrats, Republicans, Independents all across the country who are supporting this. We haven't had any Democratic member of the U.S. Senate step up to support it. And we also have Republicans over on the House side that have reached out and said that they want to carry the bill over there. That's a really good thing, because these men and women who are essential workers who found a way to deal with COVID all through the pandemic, they showed up. They did their job. They kept this country running. And now, for a medical or a religious reason or for personal preference, they don't want the federal government and Joe Biden saying, you take the jab or I'm going to get you fired from your job. And that is what Joe Biden is doing. And he's doing this at a time when we already have 10.4 million jobs that are not filled in this country. So it is just so important that we get this legislation into committee, into discussion, and that the Democrats have to say, hey, look, we're going to let you get fired. Rather than standing up and saying thank you for the job that you've done for us.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
After the hour, Thursday, October 28th, here on the DJV program. It's National First Responders Day, Victoria. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. She's Victoria Keelan. The Congress of the United States designated this date, October 28th, as National First Responders Day back in 2017. So why would they do that? Well, if you look at the resolution, it honors firefighters, police, EMTs, people who are usually first on the scene in any kind of stressful situation. The family of Sean Collier, whose police officer ambushed and murdered during the events related to the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, that family supported the resolution. If you go back even further, in 1966, a federal study called Accidental Death and Disability, the Neglected Disease of Modern Society, named accidental injuries as the leading cause of death in the first half of the average person's lifespan. Reports showed that vehicle accidents during 1965 killed more Americans than were lost in the Korean War. Report identified a lack of regulation or standards for ambulance operators, not enough training. You know how much that has changed since the advent of all these fire shows on TV, and how many people, most notably women, want to be EMTs because of Chicago Fire and that show 911.
Well, you see the importance of, I think that it puts a spotlight on how incredibly essential and important those workers are. And I think when you, I don't necessarily think it's because they want to be like the people on TV, but I think it definitely shows you that before you can get to the hospital, an EMT and their training and their expertise can make or break your case. Yeah. That could save your life or you could lose your life. And so that's such an essential cog in that wheel that I think a lot of people have, I'm happy that there are a lot of TV shows that spotlight the work of EMTs. Because, you know, it's and it used to just be all about the ER doctors.
Yes, right.
You know, and I'm not taking away from ER doctors and nurses.
A lot of that,
but you have to get to the hospital first.
Right.
You know, you have to have, if you're cut out of a car in the jaws of life, it's not an ER doctor doing that. It's the EMTs and first responders who are saving lives every day.
Speaking of danger, there's a rare flesh-eating, sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, I wish Jen was still here for this.
You want to save it for tomorrow? Save it for tomorrow.
Yes. Tease it because I just want, I just can't wait for her reaction.
It's the same as we had earlier when we were talking about the throng dong thing. All right. It's, let's, whoa, I know this is something. When I saw this, this had you screaming all over the place, the Tiger King 2 trailer. I want to make sure we talk to Chuck Curry about that later in this half hour. The trailer is out. People, it's called Tiger King Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. Dropped last night. Did you see it?
No, I have not.
Joe Exotic, who's
He's in jail. Is he in the trailer?
Apparently, yep, and so is Carol Baskin.
Oh, jeez.
She was convicted of trying to kill him, right?
Other way around. He was.
Oh,
that's why
he's trying to kill her. Okay,
yeah,
right.
He paid an undercover agent like I don't know $3,000 or something pathetic to kill Carol Baskin, and he's in jail for 29 years because of that.
All right. Anyway, this is supposedly the two of them are in this new sequel, and the some of the supporting cast is in it as well, including the big cats. So this is a Netflix, they're going to love this, Netflix original, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the his former business partner, a guy named Jeff Lowe, he managed his zoo. He says, we have more money than God right now. The audience sees Exotic working toward his release from prison. So that's really the plot. How do we get Joe Exotic out of prison, apparently?
Well, good luck, because I don't know that he has any real appeals that are, you know, a serious option. He was busted trying to hire someone to kill Carol Baskin. Mm-hmm. He hired an undercover cop. So, I don't know. How do you get around that? You can't say it was a misunderstanding.
But do you think that adds to the drama? This is like, it's not fake drama.
It adds to the drama only in the sense that, there's some backstory there. But without Joe Exotic, being on camera and walking around and doing I don't really see much of an appeal. But, we'll see.
Okay. Food news. Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits are now in the freezer section of Walmart? Huh? Why? Do you like these Cheddar Bay biscuits? Do you know what
I've never had them. Yeah. I know what cheddar biscuits are. I've never had the red. I've never been to a Red Lobster, so I don't know. But
I used to go to Red Lobster when they were good. Mm. They are that. It's the same company that owns Olive Garden and all those other little square box restaurants.
Yeah.
They're all basically the same. And when they were individually owned, the Red Lobster quality and menu, actually for what it was, the kind of restaurant it was, I felt was quite good. And I said the same about Olive Garden. I remember going into Olive Gardens when I was traveling across the country with Charlotte to visit stations. So I thought they were really quite good. But to go into the one that's in Framingham now?
Yeah.
This is garbage. And yet people stand in line to get into these joints. I know.
the thing that always just baffled me as a longtime New York City resident were the people who come in as tourists and then go to
those joints. Yeah.
They go to Times Square and they go to Red Lobster in Times Square.
Right.
And then you're paying twice as much as any other, or TGI Fridays, all those chain restaurants. All you're doing is getting the same crappy food and you're paying literally twice as much. Mm-hmm. So I never understood that. Why anyone would go to one of the greatest food cities on the planet and just eat
and go
at
to
chain
that
restaurants.
Place. I know. Yeah. Well, it's like going, I remember going in once with a couple of friends, into the, the guitar place. What's the place?
The Hard Rock?
Hard Rock, thank you. Yeah.
Well, the Hard Rock is fun to see, but you just...
Yeah, but
the food's
awful.
Don't
food's
eat
terrible.
Food. Yeah.
Ugh, terrible. Okay, so anyway, to go back just for a second, for those who know about the Cheddar Bay biscuits, you can get them for under $5 at Walmart. Why they're putting them in Walmart, maybe that's because their customer base now is a Walmart customer base, and that speaks to the cheap quality of Red Lobster, you know, all the way around. It's just... I don't know. Anyway, so that's that story. Boston beer chairman Jim Koch, I remember interviewing him when I was doing a local program back in the 70s.
Not a Koch brother, right? No relation?
No, it's spelled the same, but he's not a Koch brother. Mm. The Kochs you're talking about that did the Jim Birch Society and the John Birch Society, and they own the oil interests out in Kansas. No, not the same family. This guy came from nothing. I remember meeting him and being very intrigued. He was a very down-to-earth guy. I can't remember whether it was when I was working at WKOX in Framingham or WEEI. Not important. I just know he's a Boston guy, and it's Boston beer, and he'd really done a lot to make the beer unique. Anyway, so he's expanded, become a big-time guy. And
They own Samuel Adams, right?
Yes, Samuel Adams.
Yeah,
yep.
That's their big brand.
That was what they started with, yes. So they've decided to throw away supplies of Truly Hard Seltzer instead of discounting it, because apparently there's a sales slowdown around the country of type of thing, these hard seltzers. I've never tasted one.
The market got flooded. They're all right. You probably wouldn't hate it because they're sweet and you can't taste the alcohol. But they're like White Claw was the brand that, you know, kind of really hit first, and everybody went on a White Claw bender. And especially when quarantine happened, people were just loading up cases and cases of White Claw to store at home because everybody drank more and was like happy hour at home every night. And then Truly came along and they were just too late to the market. And so now, you know, they're $102 million off in sales, and that's how much it's hurt them because of this slump. And so, you know, now they're just basically dumping the product because...
Why are they dumping it? It doesn't hold?
Well, I see his point. Yeah, he said if we discounted this and let it sit on shelves, then by the time you open it, you're going to taste something that's pretty skanky. So why...
It certainly hasn't helped his... His stock value, because it's down almost 50%.
This has to be a difficult decision to make, though, because, I mean, what do you do? Do you risk having someone crack open a can, and then they think it's the worst thing they've ever tasted, and they go all over social media and tell everyone that? Mm-hmm. Or do you just destroy thousands of cases and go from there? I don't know.
Shows you how profitable beer is if they can kiss off $100 million worth of product. It does affect their stock prices, but it won't affect what Jim Koch takes home in his paycheck this week. You can be sure of that. Okay, Chipotle's going to open virtual restaurants for Halloween. Why would they do this? As them, they do every year, apparently.
Well, it's
free burritos.
It's the burrito. Yeah,
burrito. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a burrito.
The burrito. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So last year, because of COVID, they normally on Halloween or around it, you know, depending on what the day is, you could go into any Chipotle, and if you're in a costume, you get a $5 burrito. And so they call it the burrito special. Well, last year, because everything was shut down, they did it online, so you just post a picture of yourself in the costume, and you get a certificate or something for it. And so now they're actually doing an online, they've teamed up with Roblox, which is an online gaming platform. And so they have a virtual restaurant, and your avatar needs to be in a costume too, but they have like a grand prize of $1 million in free burritos or something. So it's kind of nuts, yeah.
$1 million in free burritos?
Yep. They're giving away $1 million of free burritos.
So who's somebody that would do that?
A lot of people. For free burritos? For free anything.
Would you do it?
No, I'm not that much of a burrito fan, but sure, other people.
I've never understood the difference between a burrito and whatever the other stuff is you get in a Mexican restaurant. It all looks the same to me.
A taco?
Wrapped up in a taco, yeah. What's the difference?
Tacos are folded in half, and a burrito is a big flour tortilla. Everything is inside, and then it's completely rolled up, and there are no openings. So it's like a complete... It's 2021. I'm explaining what a burrito is to you. I don't know. This is very bizarre.
Yeah. Well,
not knowing how to use woke, I can understand, but not knowing what a burrito is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I can't help you.
the Zodiac Magic podcast that I do every week. Actually, it's not me. It's Laura Banks, who's the astrologer. And Mary O'Malley, who is the psychic. And we each week take apart the days so that you will know what is going to be the influence of the stars. One of the things that came out in a discussion, and this is mind-boggling, and it probably make people uncomfortable, but there's research now that's become public that suggests in 10 to 14 or 15 trillion years, the universe may disappear. Stars are going to run out of gas. I thought there were new stars being created all the time, but apparently there aren't. And so I don't know what that does for your breakfast. But
so in a couple trillion years, we're not going to be here, is what you're saying.
14 trillion years. Well, I think the Earth is going to be gone a long time before that. The sun, as it gets older and expands, will eat up the Earth and most of the other planets before it explodes. They're in the solar system. That's just the way the system works. But in the meantime, while we're here, find out how the moons, the full moons, the stars affect you this next week, every week. Be cautious about romantic relationships. That's one of the things Laura says. And Mary O'Malley talks about being clairvoyant, which is a fascinating conversation. So listen to the podcast at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour on the Thursday DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer's not here and Jay's out today, but we do have the services of one Chuck Curry with the Movie Moments, and we're going to focus on a moldy oldie movie right after this.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's store manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
She's gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Walking down the street.
Contrary to Victoria, who doesn't think this music is in the movie, Chucker, I know we can correct that thinking by underscoring the fact this is a big part of the scene on Rodeo Drive. Who doesn't remember that? Right?
Chuck, the hilarity here is that he literally keeps saying that that song is not in the movie, and I told him every girl who's ever seen this movie knows that iconic scene of her.
Yeah, it's a montage, absolutely.
And her shopping on Rodeo.
So she has to rat me out every time I do make that mistake too, Chucker.
Understood.
Yeah.
Ask me why we're playing that song.
I'm going to ask you why. Why are we playing that song?
I'm glad you asked. It's Julia Roberts' birthday. She turns 54 years old today. Born this day, October 28, 1967. First saw her in a movie called Mystic Pizza.
Yeah,
and then she
hit
big with Pretty Woman back in 1990, the original title of that film, which we spoke about before on the air, $3,000, because that was the amount of money that Richard Gere paid her to spend the weekend with her. Huge box office hit for Touchstone, which is a division of Disney. Gary Marshall directed that movie. But I got to tell you, my favorite Julia Roberts movie, well, Erin Brockovich is a great movie. That's a perfect star vehicle. She won the Oscar
a lot lately
for Best Actress. But Notting Hill, her pairing with Hugh Grant, that's always awesome.
Fabulous. Yeah, that's a good
one. And I got to tell you, I remember sitting in a movie theater when the movie Sleeping with the Enemy came out. I remember looking at the big screen saying, my God, this big screen loves this woman. And I got to tell you, I don't think there's been a female actress who was more appealing and brought in more people in terms of box office than Julia Roberts in our lifetime. I just think she
Victoria,
very rare breed.
Yeah.
Does she fluff up or pump up her lips, or those are real lips?
No, she's always had those lips. Mm. I mean, maybe now as you get older, your lips get thinner. Maybe she gets some filler, but those were her original lips for sure.
All right. Okay. So
one other birthday to mention, Joaquin Phoenix, who was great as the Joker, won the Oscar for Best Actor, born in 74, this day, 48 years old. Yeah, he's a little off-center. But he's a very interesting performer on screen. Gladiator opposite Russell Crowe. He's really good in that also.
All right,
good in that. I thought he was robbed of the Oscar that year.
Yeah, who got it?
I don't remember.
It didn't deserve it, obviously. The official trailer for the next Tiger King is out. Chuck, have you seen it?
I did not. What do you think?
I think it's stupid like the first one, but it's all about it's reality, like reality television and a movie, and it's more of the same with him trying to kill Baskin, or he's in jail now. They're trying to get him out, and that's what it looks like. Here's somebody on social media saying, "I can't wait. Been waiting for this to release. Looks like another binge session is in order because it's a series, right?"
Yeah, I mean, the first one was one of the most popular things Netflix has ever produced. So obviously, when you have something as popular, you're going to follow it up with some form of a sequel, although it is a documentary. So,
all right, speaking of Netflix, Victoria's all over their plans to open a New Jersey film studio on an old Army base, so they can control the means of production as well.
That's cool. I like that.
30%
or whatever. Chucker too. It's in I'm in Monmouth County in New Jersey, so it's a quick jaunt from New York City. You can get major talent who can go and film during the day and be back in the city at night.
The new generation of power in the industry is Netflix, Amazon, Apple. They're going to rival Warner Brothers, Disney, and all the major studios of that we know of, no doubt.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's Only Murders in the Building Season 2 on Hulu that's getting rave reviews. That's Gomez and Martin Short. And
now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.